the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So today we conclude our discussion on just ways to stay calm. We started out on Monday talking about staying positive, and the point was is that calm people tend to focus on good things around them. Tuesday, we talked about reframing. So one way to stay positive is when you find yourself drifting towards negativity. Look at the opportunity in the situation you're in. Find the opportunity, no matter how hard it is, and just reframe that situation to a more positive outlook. Resist playing out those negative mental scenarios. We got into that on Wednesday. And so stop looking at the worst case scenario and assuming it's going to play out that way. I'm not suggesting that you just eliminate that idea completely, because we have to look at risk in life, but to really operate from the standpoint that the worst case scenario will play out is not a great way to do things if you're trying to remain calm, because it creates a lot of stress in life, and the odds of the worst case scenario playing out are fairly low. Yesterday, we got into the support system and the importance of having people around you that you can go to, that you can bounce things off, that will help you stay calm, that will keep you positive. We even talked about getting a coach as a way to really help in terms of building your support system. The two things I wanted to just touch on was one was around having a physical space that grounds you. Think about your house and where you are, and the question is do you have a place where that you can get to really on a daily basis that is calming for you to be in? You know, it could be a corner in your bedroom or a spot in your living room or even a place in your backyard under a tree. But go to this space, because if it has a calming effect on you, it's a great place to sort of relieve, you know, any stress you have and stay calm. And it can act as a trigger for you that when you reach that space, that is your sort of safe place where you can really unwind mentally. And when you get to that space, you want to make sure you disconnect. So when you disconnect, it means taking time to clear your mind, and connecting to something that's bigger than you are, right? And give yourself that gift of personal reflection, and doing this, taking that time to disconnect. You can do it when you first wake up, or you do it just before you go to sleep. It can help you become a much more calm person, and that's really what it's about. It's reducing stress, it's alleviating fear, and it's really becoming that centered person that has the sense of inner calm. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please ask them to subscribe. They can go to joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher so they can get on the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, I just want you to focus on how you can become more calm. If you don't have a place that grounds you, find one. Designate one in your house. Find a spot, a chair, a place in your backyard that really works for you, and just go there. Either at least once a day and maybe multiple times a day. Go to that space and just disconnect.